hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadmiller. Unless somebody's stolen my identity. It is Friday, folks, 28th August 2009. I've got a lady here that called into the network describing something that's going on in Colorado. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
We've got, I don't know how to explain it exactly, but when the banks repo a car here, it goes to a lot, and then it goes to auction, and then, of course, the people who had it repossessed are responsible for the remainder of what it sells for at auction and the difference of what they owe on it.
Right.
Well, they picked up, I don't know, their lot was full 2 weeks ago, and we had a horrendous hail in Pueblo, Colorado. And those cars are going to go to auction. They're going to be auctioned. They've probably already gone, in fact. But the price on them is going to be much less at auction than it would have been before the hail damage. And these people are totally unaware that any of that has happened, and they need to be aware because they shouldn't be responsible for that much, you know.
Right.
And the towing company, the lot does not have insurance, but the bank does, and you know who's going to get stuck.
The bill.
It's going to be, you know,
yeah,
the people who owe the money.
Yeah, the bill is going to go to the person originally signed the contract for the car. And if it was any hail damage, and I just had this happen to me back in March, April of this year, we got a nice little hailstorm down here. Well, $6,000 later, my car was put to rights.
Right.
So anybody knows about the auction. They will auction these things off, and there's really no minimum bids on them. They'll auction these things off for whatever they can get. And if there is $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 worth of damage, you know, if you owe $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 on a car, and half of that is gone at the auctioneer's gavel, then you're responsible for the rest of it. And what I had said to you prior to coming on here, that people are not liable for damage that happens to property when it is not in their control.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the insurance company talking here. Well, no, just get rid of them. Just auction. Let's get rid of them. We got to satisfy the banks, and we'll start our collection on the balances. Anybody within the sound of my voice in Colorado, when you get the bill, you have a right to know what condition of that car was when it was sold. If you're going to be liable for that contract, if the bank is going to try to make you liable for it. Here again, I will state, if that property is not in your control, then you don't get the bill for that.
Awesome. I appreciate you telling them that. And I so much appreciate Richard Mack. God bless him. He's incredible. I wish every sheriff in this nation would learn from him.
Well, and that's our job, to make the other sheriffs aware of him. And, you know, we need the standard bearers. We need the people that know what's going on and how to conduct themselves when they occupy an office for the public good. You know, it's on the Constitution, or it ain't lawful.
Right.
Period.
Well, we've got some pretty good deputies up here that believe that way. We live in the mountains of Colorado, and they are, most of them feel like they were hired and took an oath on the Constitution.
They took the oath seriously, that's right.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So I'm hopeful with that. The sheriff, I have no idea, but... But thank God for Mac, and thank you so much for your show and what you get out there to us all. We appreciate it.
All righty. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, don't forget something. If you're a sheriff deputy and you got a sheriff that's a ne'er-do-well, well, you're already wearing a badge. You may be a deputy. How would you like to be the county sheriff? And get that posse rounded up out there. That's right. The supporters, they're going to vote you into that office so you can make good on your commitment, your obligation, and your duty under the law, and that's adherence to the Constitution. It's simple, folks. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Let me take this opportunity to remind folks again, if you go to republictradinggroup.net, the Jackson Anti-Banker Coin is now shipping, folks. All right, you people have placed the order for those Andy Jackson coins. As we speak, I can hear the kerchunk, kerchunk of the dies at the mints. Those coins are being produced and shipped as we speak. So if you want to get a roll of these coins, folks, and they are beautiful coins, just call the network here, 800-724-2719. And, silver's up again. Well, silver's going to continue to go up. And, of course, this is AOCS approved. There's over now 30,000 businesses in this country that accept the AOCS silver rounds. Okay, so now we can start using real money once again to purchase necessary goods and services. How's that? Ooh, this is going to make the bankers mad, but who cares? At any rate, a roll of the Andrew Jackson, and these are proof-like coins. They are just absolutely gorgeous. We got crappy pictures up there. The better pictures are coming that will show you all the fine detail on these coins, but this will give you an idea of what it looks like. It's the Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker Coins, and on the back side of this, we've got, "By Eternal God, I Will Rout You Out, Federal Reserve Act of 1913. And we're serious about this, folks. Enough of the usury. Enough of this shenanigans. I'm an honest guy. Give me honest money to deal with, okay? Gosh. Give us a call, 800-724-2719. And a lot of people, I know what a lot of people are going to do. They're going to buy these coins. They're going to throw it in a shoebox and throw it in a closet. Okay. That's fine. Because this silver is going to be worth $100 or maybe even more one day very soon. Oh, that's right. When the banks finally blow up, of which they are going to. And how do we know that? Well, there's going to be, what, another 1,000 banks that are going to fail here? This has already been projected for this year. They're looking for 1,000 banks to fail in the next couple of years. And here's the story from CNBC. And I'm going to play this clip for you. I'm playing this clip for the fine people. He's on the phone talking to a caller right now. At any rate, here we go.
There's a new FDIC rule broadening the pool of who's expected to make it easier, some say, for private equity firms to make deals. John Canis's private equity firm bought Florida's Bank United from the FDIC in May. He is the former CEO of North Fork, and he joins us here along with Jim and Rich. John, good to see you.
As morning, everybody.
Some would say, well, yep, could have been worse. You guys should be happy. You don't see it that way.
Well, it's great news for large strategic banks who are the obvious competitors in this business. It requires private equity to hold roughly double the amount of capital that their competitors will have to hold in the same situation. It singles them out as a category, and it's not going to make it any easier. It's certainly not going to access more capital from the sector for what we think is an ongoing problem and going to continue on for some time.
Is it enough to squelch some deals, to have some firms say, we would have done this otherwise, but now no?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that private equity managers will continue to look at this sector, but it will clearly be reflected in the price. The FDIC will, as a result of having to keep higher capital levels, will see lower prices coming from that sector.
I mean, the reasoning I'm sure they would argue is how can we trust you guys, right? I mean, you guys will come in, you'll flip it, you'll move away. You guys aren't disciplined. We're going to impose some discipline on you.
Well, there's no evidence of that in the banking sector. There's only been, out of 81 bank failures this year, there's only been two that have been successfully acquired by private equity groups, ours and one other. It's difficult to make that argument. Also, we need to remember there's only about 1,800 publicly held banks in the United States. Most of them are held privately today, and there aren't these kind of restrictions on other private owners of banks across the country. Probably 6,000 banks or so that are not under this regulation. So, time will tell. But I think that this will have somewhat of a chilling effect on our participation.
Would you have done the Bank United deal under these terms?
Probably we would have bid a different number.
We'll roll around to the pertinent point here in a second.
It's not for me to say whether we'd have won.
Is there anything you're looking at right now?
We're looking at a number of different situations that seem to be coming up in the pipeline, but this will affect pricing.
Tell us about the environment right now at United.
At Bank United, obviously we put out some public numbers recently. We're doing very well. The market is behaving about the way we expected it to. Unfortunately, we're not seeing any evidence of a recovery in the real estate market in Southern Florida market. But Bank United is doing very well, mostly as a result of our partnership with the FDIC and that really working out quite well. We, as you know, were only required to hold 8% capital against that deal, so this is already a 25% increase in what we would have had to hold.
If you had to put a number on it, John, how many more banks do you think are going to fail during this current crisis
here it comes.
How long do you think it's going to take to flush them all out?
I've said starting last year that I think we'll lose 1,000 banks out of the system over the period of this cycle.
That period being how long?
Over the next 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah. We've already lost 81 this year. The numbers are climbing every day. Now, many of these institutions nobody's ever heard of. They're smaller companies spread around the country. Some of them are country. Some of them are private. It augurs poorly for small business managers mm-hmm. because very large banks tend to lend money to very large companies, and small banks tend to lend money to mom-and-pop operations.
So it exacerbates
the problem for small business borrowers.
All right. Yeah, 81 banks so far this year have failed, and over the next couple of years during the cycle, we're going to have another 1,000 banks fail, and Well, what's going on here, folks, is just simply this. It's not just the lending business drawing down. What is happening is we're seeing centralization of the central banks, okay? That is what's going on here. And, this bank had toxic assets. You know, they had more out there than they had holdings. And, well, they're insolvent, and the FDIC is going to throw a little money, which, by the way, FDIC is broke. Remember the signs that used to be on your bank? Well, we insure depositors up to $100,000 per account. If you had $200,000 in an account, guess what? That's right. You didn't get to $200,000. They insured up to $100,000. Well, the FDIC can't insure everybody's deposits out there, so what does the FDIC have to do? Well, they just have to go to the Treasury and say, okay, we need more money. Okay, we'll print you some more, and by the way, John Q. Public's on the hook for this deal. I am? How did I get involved in the usury system? I don't care. You guys are out there loaning money. You had bad assets on your books. You all got involved in the derivatives, rolled over, sold these packages to the entire gullible world. You're collapsing the banking system, but you're telling me that, oh, well, the banks are too big to fail and we need them, so therefore you taxpayers are on the hook. You're the surety for the loans to the banks. No, I'm not. It's a private corporation. For profit. I am no more responsible for a bank failure than I am General Motors failure. They may try to tell you, well, you're not buying GM's car, aren't you? Aren't you in effect, John? You drive a Mazda car. Yeah, that's right, I do. Well, you should buy American. You're un-American. No, I would love to buy American if they produce a car that's as good as the Japanese are making. See, it's my money. Oh yeah, but John, you're missing the point. You need to support these people that are the companies, the unions. Well, wait a minute. I understand all that. I would love to go out. Look, I'll be honest with you. If I could go out and buy a Chevy Caprice like I used to buy during the 70s and 80s, I'd love to do that. I love my Chevy Caprice. Man, that thing would run all day long. Comfortable as all get out. Well, I bought a later model Chevy Caprice, front-wheel drive. The thing was a piece of junk. Because you package it, you paint it, you put a price tag on it, and you shove it in my face and say, well, you're anti-American if you don't buy that. Wait a minute. My money is just as scarce as everybody else's money. And the auto companies had plenty of precedents showing that they were making defective products. The buyers weren't buying the American products, and they were buying the foreign products. So unless you want to give me the money to go buy a General Motors car, I'm not going to buy it. Oh, that's right. $4,500. Yeah. Yeah, right. You want me to go in debt? I have a perfectly functioning car, but you want me to go in debt, get rid of my little gas guzzler, take the $4,500 check from the government, which you got to pay taxes on, and you want me to go in debt. Folks, this is the whole scam that is being revealed to everybody, that the only way we can keep this economy is going is by more credit, more credit, more credit. More borrowing. No, we've had enough of it. We need to start producing our way out of this, not borrowing our way out of it. Amazing. Stupid laws in America passed by both Congress and various states. We got them on the books. They'll say, got stupid laws? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Wait a minute. Just handed this. What is this UAW made? Okay, this is a list of cars that are made by the United Auto Workers. Okay. They're made in this country. Oh, okay. You wanted me to... Okay, I see what you're saying. Oh. See, you got to put that footnote on there. You're supposed to produce the information along with the production of the information. Let me know what I'm supposed to be talking about. Okay, I'll cover this. I guess I'm not un-American because Mazda was made in this country by American workers. You mean I'm not anti-American? These were actually made by the UAW? Okay, everybody shut up. Case closed. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialists at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We'll get to your calls here in a minute. Don't go away. Consumer Buying Guide, this was the 2007 Cars and Trucks. This is the latest information, Mr. Producer? Okay. UAW Cars, Mitsubishi Eclipse, Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider, Galant, Pontiac G5. Well, scratch. Four of them because Pontiac is no more. Saturn Aurora, Saturn Ion, Saturn Sky, Toyota Corolla, Mazda B-Series, Mitsubishi Raider, Toyota Tacoma, Hummer. Are they still in business? Anybody buy them? Who cares? let me see here. Saturn Outlook, Saturn View. Yeah, so there are cars out there that are made by UAW workers. The problem is it's not an American company. Do the profits go back? No, that's right. They go back to the respective countries of which the corporations are out of. But at least you have a job. That's like saying, hey, Wally World employee, Walmart employee. Yes. Making all that good money there, selling all those Chinese and foreign-made goods. Hey, at least I got a job. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Last night on Robbie's show, I'd like to make 2 points. He said that he wasn't going to be on tonight because today was his birthday, and he was born on the same day that Michael Jackson was born. So maybe Tuesday, when he's on with you and Mr. Chapman, maybe we should start calling Robbie Mr. Noel, and maybe we can play some bump music of Michael Jackson in dedication of Robbie's birthday today.
Yeah, but he ain't 50 years old, and we know what happened to Michael Jackson. Michael was murdered.
Well, I know, but I don't know how old Robbie is.
He ain't 50.
He's not.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'll let him if he wants to tell on himself, but I can tell you he ain't 50.
Well, we can maybe tease him a little bit.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what, if Robbie's 50, I'm 29.
But maybe a Michael Jackson song in dedication of Robbie's birthday for Tuesday would be...
Which Michael Jackson song? Thriller?
I have no idea. But you have the weekend to put something together.
I'll tell you what. We'll play Beat It for him. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Hey.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right. Stupid laws in America. I didn't take my birthday off. What is it? People don't get days off for birthdays. Pretty soon they'll be wanting to take off for Martin Luther King Day. Jeez, old Pete. Did you know that that in Alabama it is illegal to wear a fake mustache that causes laughter in a church? Or that in Louisiana it's illegal to rob a bank and then shoot at a teller with a water pistol? If you're in New York, don't ever be guilty of flirting, especially if you're a male. You can be fined $25 if you do, especially if you're on a city street and turn around to do the flirting. What is it, half the fine if you don't turn around? I don't get that one. You may also not know that Congress in 2005 passed a law that allows members to go down to the local IRS headquarters personally or to send an agent to learn all about your income and your family. Those are just some of the examples of what some writers on various websites deem to be stupid laws that Americans are unaware of that they may have to obey or else face consequences. Now, how could such laws pass that would allow members of Congress to learn all they can about your personal finances? And again, in 2005, when the bill was passed, Majority Leader Tom DeLay, boy, there's an honest guy. He was my hero. He was so law-abiding. Said that he had no idea that the provision was in the bill that he was voting on. I think this is turning into a Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yeah, believe it or not, folks, they do pass laws in Washington that they don't even read. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist says he has no idea how the provision got into the bill. DeLay and Frist were both Republicans, but Democratic representatives from California, Henry Waxman, also said that members of Congress often don't have the chance to read or understand some of the bills that they vote on. We'll see. Okay, I have a problem with this here. I swear to defend and protect the Constitution. No, not the piece of paper that was written on. It's what the Constitution stands for, the law in the Constitution. So how can they vote on a bill if they don't know what's in the bill that might be unconstitutional? Because they don't read it? Jeez. Now, in a the provision that allows Congress members, by the way, of Congress to look at the financial information was contained in one sentence in a 2,000-page budget bill Congress voted on. Only after the bill was passed did a senator notice the provision, which some websites out there deemed bad. In a similar manner, another massive budget passed a couple of years before that one that allowed Congress to inspect your financial records. A small, unnoticed provision changed the requirement that background checks of gun buyers be destroyed within 24 hours instead of 90 days. The bill that allowed the tax snooping allocated $1.5 million for a project to determine the feasibility of transporting chilled water from Lake Ontario to New York counties, and $70,000 for the Paper Industry International Hall of Fame in Appleton, Wisconsin. Federal bills, federal tax money has to pay for that. What do I care if people get chilled water from Lake Ontario to New York City? They can go drink out of the Atlantic. Does salt water kill you, by the way? It does? Okay. There's some people in New York that need to go drink some Atlantic seawater. We'll take the break. We'll come back. 800-313-9443. We'll get into your calls as well for the balance of the show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Plastic Surgery Center. Can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay. Can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
In California, folks, it's illegal for animals to mate publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or a place of worship. God made critters to procreate, so I'm responsible for the little birds and the bees now? Kitty in Washington. Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Hi.
First time I've called a radio show in my life.
Well, okay. Welcome.
I wonder if you could help me. I was trying to explain to my son-in-law that the Federal Reserve is not a government agency. And he looked it up and he said, here it says. It says on there... is a federal system composed of a central governmental agency, the Board of Governors in Washington, D.C.
The Board of Governors is in Washington, D.C., but is a private corporation for profit.
But it says governmental agency.
Yeah, it's as federal as the Federal Express, and there ain't nothing in reserve. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to call the office here, get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And I think that will explain more to your, did you say son or son-in-law?
Son-in-law.
Yeah, no. This is why Mr. Geithner of the Treasury doesn't want the Fed to be audited, because we would discover how much usury has been paid to the banks, where they have shuffled off almost $24 trillion, and the thievery that's going on. It is not, and I repeat, not a governmental agency, and I don't care what website says what, and I will stake my life on that.
Okay. I'll try and do that.
Well, then just give us a call here at the office. We'll get you out a copy of Freedom to Fascism. That was Aaron Russo's pride and joy before he passed away.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, and he goes into it in detail. If you can get your son-in-law to sit down and watch that, he will be edumacated.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Kitty. John in Texas. Hello, John.
Hey. Hello, how are you guys doing today?
Is there a mouse in my pocket?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. John, you said, how are you all doing today?
Okay.
Just me, well, anyway, and, just me and you.
Okay, well, I'm out here in Austin, Texas, and I started a group out here. We're a bunch of teenagers, pretty much, 17, 16, 15-year-olds. It took me a little bit of time to explain to them, pretty much just like the lady was just talking about the Federal Reserve, which freedom of fascism is a good thing to use. We started with about 10 people just meeting at night. So now we have about 110, and we meet monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd like everybody to know is that not all the teenagers around here don't understand what's going on. A lot of them are waking up because of the fact that they know there's no jobs. A lot of my friends trying to go work at McDonald's, but they can't even do that because 35 and over are working there, or 30 and over are working there.
Where do you guys meet? I don't need the exact location, but do you meet at how many people meet at one time?
Well, we meet 3 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And we're usually getting about 30 people a night, depending on who's working or you know, who has sports.
Okay, and when do you meet?
Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays.
What time?
At 7 p.m.
Okay. I was going to suggest, if it was in the time frame of this program, that I'd be happy to come down and do a live program with your friends.
Oh, okay.
And we can have a little tit for tat and a little educational thing, and we can get the young people involved, and we can have some fun.
Yeah. A lot of people are really getting more interested, and I've noticed that a lot of the young, a lot of my friends, they because it has something to do with fighting for something or going against what's wrong. It's beginning to really get a lot of people, a lot more students involved. Students like to get involved in things that are going against other things, so.
Well, and more importantly, and I understand that because I was a child of the 60s, it's more important to be for something and stand for something rather than just against something.
Right. So mm-hmm. I'd just like to thank everybody that's on the radio station because it really educated me a lot. And have faith that kids are coming along. And we're starting small, but we'll make it up.
Well, you better, because I can't live forever.
Yeah.
You're going to be the subsequent generation that takes over.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, bye-bye. John. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Scott in California. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John.
Hi.
John, I just spoke to my county sheriff in Kern County, California.
I have been out there.
Have you? Yeah. And I was able to get a hold of him today. And I asked him, actually, he was in a runoff about 2 years ago with the past sheriff. And I asked him at the time, I said, you're in a runoff. What are you going to do when the federal government comes in and says, hi, we're here to collect all the guns in your county. We want you and your deputies to go eat donuts. We'll take over. Oh, by the way, we'll buy the donuts. So you guys just exit for a little while, and we got to do our Fed thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he had told me right then and there that no, he wouldn't go for that.
Really?
At that point, I reminded him, you know, you are the highest law enforcement agent in the county. You know that. And anyway,
what was his reply to that?
Well, this was he acknowledged that.
Okay,
he's fully aware of that.
All right.
Okay, 2 years have gone by, and now I called him and got a hold of him today, and he remembered that phone call.
Really?
I brought him up to speed when he was in the runoff.
So you must have made an impression a couple of
years
ago.
I guess I did, but he remembered that, and I said, we have another concern, Sheriff. We have a concern about forced inoculation. What are you going to do when the federal government wants your deputies to stop people on any road in Kern County and force them to be inoculated? He said, I won't go for that.
Okay.
And again, I reminded him that he is, in fact, the highest law enforcement agent in the land.
You'll remember that call 2 years from now.
I think so. And, you know, but he said, well, I do have to interdict. Now, I think he's ex-Fed himself. I think he is ex-FBI.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he knows his place, and we had a nice little conversation, you know, just before I got on the phone with you, as a matter of fact. And I don't think, you know, they say California, boy, look out, all the gun grabbers and everything. Kern County is the last bastion of freedom as far as guns and so forth in this godforsaken state that's ruled by the...
Let's clarify it. It's a great state. It's just a lot of the people that are kind of misguided.
Well, I'm a native Californian. My parents were native Californians, and I'm about your age, John, and I've seen the good and the bad and now the ugly, you know, as time has gone by in this state. And I'm really sorry to say this, but I love my country, but I hate what she is becoming. And I can say that in regard to every level of government and how they've butchered and put out for whoredom to the lowest common denominator.
Well,
and it sold its bill of goods on the people.
Well, the thing that keeps ringing through my head what Richard Mack said, the Fed has become irrelevant. They have overstepped their bounds. They are assuming powers that's not relegated to them, and they have become inconsequential and irrelevant.
Well, you're right, but now let the Fed say to the county sheriff who doesn't really know his place or really doesn't care or who will take it under the cuff, he'll say, well, no, we want to give you a new helicopter,
mm-hmm.
or we want to give you this, or we want to help you eradicate you know, whatever problem is, it's sort of a joint effort, Fed state thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can get together on this. Surely, Sheriff, we can get together on this. And
mm-hmm.
all their intimidation. You know, no, we've just let it get out of hand. But
well, look what they did with the war on drugs, Scott.
Yeah,
you want a helicopter for surveillance?
Exactly.
You want some armored personnel carriers?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We can give that to you with
sure.
federal money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's money that should really stay in the state. It gets sucked up by the feds, and then they dole it back to them.
There you go. Redistribution and central planning. Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, yeah, that's what. Anyway, I just had to tell you that California isn't completely down the toilet. There is, I think we're the second biggest county in the state. So it's pretty rural. I think you're familiar with it.
Oh, yes.
You know, but...
well, actually, wasn't there a movie shot out there with, oh, gosh, what was his... Oh my goodness! It was they were redoing the high school football thing. Oh gosh, what was the name of that movie? Robin Williams was in it, and also Kurt Russell, where they replayed the high school game where Robin Williams dropped the ball. I'll think of it here in a second. Gee, Scott, if you're my age and I'm, how's it feel to be 42 and lose your mind?
Gee, you know, I'll be a 41 next year.
Right.
you, me, and Jack Benny. Huh?
There you go. Hey, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a nice weekend.
All right. Gosh, I can't think of the name of that movie. You're looking it up right now. Well, what a heck of a producer. At any rate, getting back to this forced vaccinations, quarantine camps, health care interrogations, and mandatory the best of times. I think that was actually filmed in Kern County, California. I wanted to ask him, do you have oral derricks out there? I think they do. At any rate, the United States of America is devolving into medical fascism, and Massachusetts is leading the way with the passage of a new bill, the Pandemic Response Bill 2028, reportedly just passed by the Massachusetts State Senate, and now awaiting approval in the House. This bill suspends virtually all constitutional rights of Massachusetts citizens and forces anyone suspected of being infected to submit to interrogations, decontaminations, and vaccinations. It also sets fines up to $1,000 per day for anyone who refuses to submit to quarantines, vaccinations, decontamination efforts, or to follow any other verbal order by virtually any state-licensed law enforcement or medical personnel. Now, you can read the text for yourself, folks. Go to www.mas.gov legis.gov/LEGIS/bills/SEN. And that stands for Legislative Bills in the Senate. I'll give you that one more time. Don't believe anything I'm telling you. Go read it for yourself. www.mass.gov/LEGIS/bills/SEN. Now, here is some of the language contained in the bill. And by the way, this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizures. During either type of declared emergency, a local public health authority may exercise authority to require the owner or occupier of premises to permit entry into an investigation of premises to close, direct, and compel the evacuation of or to decontaminate or cause to be decontaminated any building or facility to destroy any material to restrict or prohibit assemblages of persons. Violation of the 14th Amendment here, the illegal arrest without a warrant. An officer authorized to serve criminal process may arrest without warrant any person whom the officer has probable cause to believe has violated an order given to effectuate the purposes of this subsection and shall use reasonable diligence to enforce such order. And we can use that to mean, force continuum up to and using a gun, folks. Well, we also have governmental price controls rolled into this. The Attorney General, in consultation with the Office of Consumer Affairs, and this is straight out of the bill, and business regulation, and upon the declaration by the governor that a supply emergency exists, shall take appropriate action to ensure that no person shall sell a product or service that is at a price that unreasonably exceeds the price charged before the emergency. You saw glimmers of that when we had fuel shortages, which weren't really existent. Just some people weren't being shipped some gasoline. It wasn't being produced. They just weren't getting it in a timely fashion, and they were trying to use the law of supply and demand. When they said, well, they can't do that. Well, yeah, is fuel necessary for your cars so you can get back and forth to work? Yeah. Did you necessarily have to go to one of these hijackers? No. Did you necessarily have to fill up? Could you have taken public transportation or even a cab? Yeah. In other words, did you have to buy that guy's gasoline? No, at any rate. First, vaccinations. Furthermore, when the commissioner or local public health authority, when in its jurisdiction, determines that either or both the following measures are necessary to prevent a serious danger to the public health, the commissioner or local public health authority may exercise the following authority: to vaccinate or provide precautionary, and what is this? Prophylaxis to individuals as protection against communicable diseases. That's preventative care? Thank you. Forced quarantine for those who refuse and this is illegal imprisonment without charge, by the way. An individual who is unable or unwilling to submit to vaccination or treatment shall not be required to submit to such procedures, but may be isolated or quarantined pursuant to Section 96 of Chapter 111. If his or her refusal poses a serious danger to public health or results in uncertainty whether he or she has been exposed to or is infected with a disease or condition that poses a serious danger to public health, as determined by the commissioner or local public health authority operating within its jurisdiction. I'm not making this stuff up. I'm reading you the bill. Arrest for refusal to be decontaminated. If an individual is unable or unwilling to submit to decontamination or procedures necessary for the diagnosis, the decontamination or diagnosis procedures may proceed only pursuant to an order of the Superior Court. During the time necessary to obtain such a court order, such individual may be isolated or quarantined pursuant to Section 96, Chapter 111. If his or her refusal to submit to decontamination or diagnosis procedures poses a serious danger to public health and results in uncertainty whether he or she has been exposed to or is infected with a disease or condition that poses a serious danger. What this is basically saying, excuse me, is that we're not certain. But to be certain, you got to take the vaccination. Okay, we don't know to diagnose. We don't know if you're infected, so we're going to have to quarantine you until we determine that you're contaminated. But if you'll submit, you don't look like you're sick. So we're just going to give you a quick jab here with the H1N1 inoculation, and we'll just leave you alone. This is what they're saying, folks. I'm not making this up. Interrogation. I'll cover the interrogation after the break here. And Bill in Arkansas, I'll get to your call as well. Don't go away. Coming up, last segment of the National Intel Report on this Friday, folks. Another day in paradise.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then?
Then.
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Today's flu readiness report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. Ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com. Visit ultraimmunity.com today.
Bill in Arkansas. Hello, Bill.
I give up on you, John.
Why is that?
AK is not Arkansas. How you doing?
Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sitting here drinking my Arizona green tea and looking out the window at the drizzle and rain.
Well, you got spies here. I'm sitting here with a glass full of green tea.
Well, cool. Great minds. guess what?
Hmm.
I just thought I'd throw this out there because I'm assuming you didn't know this. And any time I come up on something I think you don't know, then I think it's my duty to tell you.
Okay.
I sure wish we lived under the protection of a county sheriff up here.
What do you got up there?
No counties, no sheriffs. We have state that covers the state. And we have police departments that cover the cities.
Oh, so you have just administration up there with guys with badges.
Yeah, the police departments, according to Ralph, you know, my neighbor, are just professional citizens when it comes to making arrests. Now, I'm not sure what the implications of that are, but I know that the state troopers can go anywhere, anytime, any, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Well, and did you know where the state troopers, they call them DPS, they might call them highway patrol. These used to serve at the pleasure of the governor, and they used to, they started out, the state police started out as being the guard for the governor. And
yeah.
They just kind of expanded that authority to run over county jurisdictions as well.
Well, every time I hear one of your shows with, you know, Richard Mack or somebody else, I sit here and kind of muse to myself that when the proverbial you-know-what hits the proverbial you-know-what, it'll be interesting to see what happens up here because there are no sheriffs. You know, there's nobody to stand up for this.
Well, if things get out of control up there, I mean, is there anybody in Alaska that doesn't have like a .30-06 with a scope on it?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, probably.
Oh, wait a minute. We've had a lot of yuppies moving into Anchorage.
Uh-oh, well.
Anyway.
Go educate.
The shows just keep getting better, John.
Thank you. I appreciate your call, Bill.
Good talking to you.
From Arkansas. No, just teasing. From Alaska. Here's another thing on this bill. When the commissioner or local public health authority within the jurisdiction reasonably, well, I just love this reasonableness, believes that a person may have been exposed to a disease or condition that poses a threat to the public health, in addition to their authority under Section 96, Chapter 111, the commissioner or the local public health authority may detain the person for as long as may be reasonably necessary for the commissioner or the local public health authority to convey the information to the person regarding the disease or condition and to obtain contact information. If a person detained under the subsection 1 refuses to provide the information requested, the person may be isolated or quarantined pursuant to Section 96 of Chapter 111 if his or her refusal poses a serious danger to public health. Yeah? Okay, so I've got some bureaucrat deciding whether I'm cooperating and I've got to give him information to satisfy some bureaucrat all the while I'm being detained. Well, I've been hijacked and I have been arrested and I'm not cooperative, so they can hold me as long as they deem reasonable. By the way, this follows suit. Massachusetts. Who just died yesterday that used to be a senator out of Massachusetts? Teddy Hole Kennedy. Mr. Chappaquiddick himself. Flag, by the way, I didn't notice. Is the flag still flying at half-mast? Yeah. Yeah, we're paying homage to this piece of human detritus. Sorry, folks. He was not a good man. At any rate, that'll do it for us this week. We'll see you Monday. Be there. Thanks for listening today. With